The tax deadline is here. Remember, you can write off charitable deductions. This year, donate your kids to charity. Face it, they just use your Wi-Fi, beg for money, and eat your food. By donating your child to charity, you'll be able to deduct whatever you think they're worth. It doesn't matter about their age, grade, or size. Pickup is easy and free. You'll even get a vacation voucher for a romantic getaway for two to the Bahamas. Instead of spending your summer vacation at some theme park with thousands of other screaming urchins. Give your kids to the Charitable Deduction Network and get a bigger refund this year. One that you can share with your husband or wife and have peace and quiet and more money again.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Good morning.
It's morning.
Is there anything worse than Monday morning?
It's Monday morning.
It's Monday already.
Is it morning already?
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Who does?
That's definitely not me.
I love my job.
You do?
You're a weirdo.
Somebody has to do it.
It is not me.
Well, and death to it.
Now, get back to work.
Let's do this.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's really, really simple. You just enable the skill. You do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. See, now let me explain, Lucy. The podcast is a repack of our live show. So we take the live show that we do Monday through Friday, weekday mornings, usually from 8-ish to 11-ish or 9-ish to 12-ish, whatever time we're ready to roll. And we take all the show segments from each day, and we repack that into that day's podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so, and you can find that on the Alexa device as well. Just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And then you can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or even our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. It's like a virtual time machine of bits and segments and things and shows gone. I was going to say horribly wrong, but shows gone right. And throughout the history of podcasts. All right. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Coming soon, a brand new app for Radio 434. It will feature all of our content in one place. So it'll feature the live show. It'll feature our 24/7 365 channel that is playing incredible modern alternative and vintage tracks, new music while it's still new. And it'll feature a link to the podcast. It'll feature links to all our video content as well. The video simulcast of the show that's on Facebook Live, that'll be on the app. And even videos like our test drive interview series with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, that'll be on the app, as well as our mic'd up pop-up concert series from Three Roads Brewing. things that we do out and about in the community. Like yesterday, we hosted the stage and were the MC for Blooms and Brews down at Lynchburg Community Market with Downtown Lynchburg Association. Just a fantastic job. I've got to say something about DLA. They are an incredible organization that... They're a machine, man. They are a machine. They get the volunteers. They have the marketing in place. They have the followers. And when they throw a party, people come out. We had a great time at Blooms and Brews. It was just incredible. And the musicians that we lined up were just phenomenal. We had Chris Hammack. Who is no stranger to the Mike Show. Chris did, they all did a fantastic job, but Chris is just dynamite. We had the LNH Acoustic, Lauren Smick, and Hunter Overstreet. They are rock stars. Again, they always bring it. And a newcomer to any of our shows, a gentleman by the name of Beck Faircloth. And Beck, this was his very, very first performance ever in front of a big audience, and he crushed it. He opened the show as our special guest, and then in between segments, as Chris Hammack and LNH Acoustic were changing over, he did another set, and it was just phenomenal. They did a great job. It was great vendors. The beer was phenomenal because, of course, it was Three Roads Brewing on tap. Along with Star Hill and other favorites. So it was a really, really good time. Just a great, great day. And the weather was absolutely, positively perfect. And now Saturday, we were at the Arcade Music Festival. And another incredible lineup of bands. I was the MC. And we were broadcasting live and on location on Saturday, which was really, really nice. It was just great to hang out. Heather and her staff and crew, Robin, everybody at the Arc of Central Virginia, you guys outdid yourselves. It was just a tremendous, tremendous day. Again, great lineup of bands. Tony Cam and the Funk All-Stars really, really brought it. The Dundees again, back at it, and I don't know if Danny is upset with me because I kid a lot. You know, if you're familiar with the band, Danny is very, very, very good looking and very well built, and at some point in their performance, he pops off his shirt, and the ladies just go wild. They absolutely positively
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, they do. And they just go nut burgers when Danny pops off the shirt, as they should, because he is like absolutely positively. He's really, really cut. So I make fun a little bit of the whole thing because I tend to find it amusing just a little bit. Just some gentle ribbing. I guess it would be, I hope he gets the joke. I hope he's not mad at me. But anyway, we also had a brand new band, Tenfo, and that was their very first festival event. And then Gifted Hands. This gentleman came up, I believe, from Virginia Beach, and he is an inspirational rapper. Just a tremendous, tremendous artist, and you're going to want to check him out because he is going to be, if he's not pretty darn close to being a national recording artist, nationally recognized, and playing with the likes of everybody in the hit world. Gifted Hands is going to be out there, so look him up. Listen to his music, download his latest album. It is tremendous. And of course, Three Roads was on hand as well, and we had a great, great time. So it was a really, really nice weekend, very busy weekend. But I just wanted to give a shout out to all the folks that made it happen, and it was just tremendous. Thank you so much for letting us be part of your events. All right. Coming up on today's program, of course, we have your five random facts. Of course, we have your stupid criminals in the news. And we're going to talk a little bit about how time flies. Listen to this. It has been 5 years since the pandemonium. Yeah. And so far, 57% of Americans are back at the office full time. We're going to talk about this, whether it's you know, some kind of a hybrid arrangement, or whether you're fully back at the office 24/7, which that's the way I feel, 24/7. And then we've got our top list, top things we miss most about working from home. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Has working from home made you long for the good old days of working at the office? Well, thanks to the new OfficeMate XL, it'll feel like you've never left. Modeled after every humorless boss around the country, the OfficeMate XL will greet you every morning just like a real corporate bean counter.
Look at the time, Bob. Glad you could join us this morning.
You'll also enjoy classic passive-aggressive barbs like this one.
You look tired, Bob. I know it can't be from working late.
The OfficeMate XL. Order online today.
Nice try, Bob. But the OfficeMate XL is not a legitimate business expense.
It's like being in the office again.
Hurry. Supplies are limited. 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 Limited.
Yep. The Mike Show. All right. I think at this point, and it was 5 years ago, the lockdowns and quarantines and all that, most Americans didn't know when they would return to the office. But can you believe it's been 5 years already? Then, as many companies made everything online and remote, people didn't know if they would return to the office. So where do we stand now? In a recent poll, 70% of employed Americans said that they work full-time. 17% work part-time, 13% are self-employed. Men are more likely to work full-time than women, 76% to 64%. And among working people, 57% of Americans work full-time in an office, whereas 24% work almost exclusively from home. And 18% have some kind of a hybrid arrangement, with some days at the office, some days at home. There's still some shifting, with many workers finally being asked to return to the office this year. Other companies have gone back and forth and are trying to find the right balance for productivity and flexibility to attract and retain the best workers. Well, that brings us to our top list. According to new polls, most Americans are back at the office. And while it might be nice to get out of the house, we have to admit our cubicles lack a lot of the perks we used to get during the pandemonium. Like anything from today's list, it's our top list today. Top things we miss most about working from home. Let's try that again. Take two. Top things we miss the most about working from home. All right, here we go. Number one, a morning commute that involves getting out of bed, walking to the computer, and nope, that's pretty much it. Top things we miss most about working from home. Our super chill office mate that just curls up into a ball and sleeps at our feet. No. He sleeps in the office chair right next to me, and I have to pull a chair in from the dining room because Jerry the cat took over my office chair. All right, next one. Top things we miss most about working from home. Attending a meeting in a shirt, tie, and nothing else. top things we miss most about working from home. A freshly made sandwich for lunch and a freshly made bourbon and Coke for Zooms. top things we miss most about working from home. The look of shame on your coworker's face when the rest of us scream, "You're on mute, Frank!" Top things we miss most about working from home. Pooping with the door wide open. Gossip-free trips to the water cooler because we don't own a water cooler and our 3-year-old doesn't know how to gossip. So, top things we miss about working from home, not working. It's the Mike Show. All right, coming up, we have, what are we going to do? Let's get rid of that. We've got news, and we've got not headline news. That's all on the way. And, of course, we've got your 5 random facts coming up as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Katy Perry will fly to the edge of space today. Asked what she's looking forward to the most, she replied, "No shoulder pain." Mick Jagger says he's been engaged for years. He didn't reveal it until now because it took that long for him to get up from one knee. There's been a trend of teens causing chaos at a Minecraft movie. That news update brought to you by Birth Control. And the director of Weekend at Bernie's has died. He actually passed on Thursday, but in his honor, everyone pretended he was still alive until this morning. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really glad that you can hang with us today. Monday morning, looking at tower cam position number 5 at the Bank of the James building, where tower cam position number 1, 2, and 3 are still up there. They have no idea where the camera's at. we're taking a look now down towards the fountain and the river and the bridge going across into Madison Heights. Beautiful, beautiful day. So thankful for it. And it's going to be up in the 80s today, near 80s, I think. All right, now I have to look at the forecast. I do. I can probably find it easier on my phone at this point. We used to have a meteorologist, and, you know what happened. So it doesn't really make much sense. We do the live show, You know, but there are so many ways that you can either watch the show or listen to the show. And yeah, we're going to be like right around 80, 82-ish, right around 5 o'clock today, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So yeah, it's 77 right now. I mean, again, if you're watching or listening to us live, then it's applicable. If you're not, well, you know, that was what it was when we recorded the segment. All right. Oh, listen to this. There is a brand new sport. Okay. And if you're a degenerate gambler and need something else to bet on after the Masters, here's a fresh option for you. The newest sport, sperm racing.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Seriously. A startup in Los Angeles says it's launching the very first sperm racing league. And they claim it's not a joke.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
They are live streaming the first event on April 25th from the Hollywood Palladium Theater on Sunset Boulevard. Tickets to see it in person go on sale today.
I need a kidney transplant.
This is very, very sticky.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
All right. So, okay, they built a microscopic racetrack. And guys can go head to head and see who's got the fastest swimmers. The track mimics the dynamics of a woman's reproductive system. So we're guessing there's no actual egg involved. They say the point is to bring attention to fertility and turn health into a competition because it's something you can train for just like any other sport. I've been training for years. Anyway, quote, it's about making male fertility something people actually want to talk about, track, and improve. All right. They say the new league will have everything other sports have, including press conferences, weigh-ins. Oh, my Lord. It's like...
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
No, I don't know. How do you weigh? I mean, you can weigh that, I guess. It'll have play-by-play commentary and betting. You'll be able to pick favorites and bet on winners. Okay. The first race will feature competitors from UCLA and USC. So this is a collegiate thing. Anyway, so a real crosstown rivalry, by the way. But eventually, hope to get celebrities involved. And by the way, I'm putting my life savings, if that happens, on Nick Cannon. All right, coming up.
What a delicious task that is. Yeah. Yes.
We're going to get smart, finally, with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by something tasty, Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep. That time of the day, we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. We shouldn't know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. I don't know what people say. All right, here we go. Number one. In 1878, oh yeah, I remember this, there was a U.S. Supreme Court justice named Ward Hunt who suffered a stroke that left him unable to either attend court sessions or to even render opinions. Yet, he refused to resign for another 4 years. And it wasn't political. He only did it to stay long enough to claim his pension. Number two, the original Nintendo, to be compatible with European TVs, there had to be special versions of the games that ran 17% slower.
Hello!
And were actually much easier as a result. Number three. The day after Osama bin Laden's death, Disney tried to trademark the name SEAL Team 6, but it was rejected. Number four. I mean, that's surprising, right? Because everything else. Number four. Vlasic Pickles uses a stork as the mascot because pregnant women are known to crave pickles. And number five. The reason Chuck E. Cheese loves celebrating birthdays. Listen to this. The reason he loves celebrating birthdays is, according to a book on his origin story, Chuck E. Cheese is an orphan who didn't know his own birthday, so he loved other kids' birthday parties. Yikes. Anyway, those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
Yeah.
One, two, three, four, five.
Random facts.
Yeah, well, what about Risky Rat? Anyway, The Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. We were watching the TV, and what's the actor's name? Is it Ed Helms that was in the... It was in the Hangover movies. Yeah. So I'm looking at the TV. I'm looking at the TV yesterday. And I'm like, why is Ed Helms doing an interview, a sports interview? And no, it was Rory McIlroy. He was the big winner yesterday. It's a wrap for another exciting year at the Masters.
There's a new champion at the Masters. The roars for Rory McIlroy, achieving a career grand slam. Golf, where the major accomplishments are given a baseball term, and they wear baseball caps. at the Masters.
Yeah, on CBS.
See you next year.
On CBS. Hey, there is a new antiviral gum that may help prevent herpes, okay?
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. Move over Wrigley's and Bubblicious. There's a new chew in town.
Tired of surprises on date night? Introducing Viralicious, the only gum that says, not today, herpes. Minty fresh and medically impressive. The viral chew that keeps you two, you know, together. Viralicious. Chew it and skip the blisters. Not FDA approved. Use with common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. All right. Let's go to viral videos. A viral video has reignited the conversation about not leaving a tip for terrible service. Here it is. It's based on this woman's experience at the Hard Rock Casino in Cincinnati, beginning with a small portion of fajitas.
My mom sees these chicken fajitas. They say to our server, wow, that's a ton of food. Is that enough for both of us? She says, yes, definitely. So they order that. Food comes out. My parents are like, hey, this is not what we ordered. You said it would be a ton of food. You said it would be like the picture. And she's like, oh yeah, like that's what the chicken fajita is. So my mom asks for the manager. She comes over and is immediately like talking very loudly, talking over us. And she's like, yeah, it's basically like a chip bag where they enlarge everything to make it seem better. And my parents are like, no, our server told us that that's what we were getting. She says, I'm done. I'm going to get the other manager. So she runs over, she's like jumping up and down, pointing at us, yelling at the other manager about what's going on, and everyone in the bar is turning, open mouth, staring at us. If it wasn't for the rudeness of the manager, we probably would have given the server a couple dollars.
All right, so it wasn't only the fajitas and the managers. The server also didn't bring the drinks, then the drink machine was down, etc., etc. So, okay, so here's an update. She posted a new video explaining that the general manager contacted her, apologized, and invited them to have free dinners at their steakhouse. So, let's see. Listen to this. No, let's save this for stupid criminals. I know it's not criminal, but it involves police officers. And then there's another one involving police officers in the UK. I said in the UK.
Hello!
Yeah, that's coming up. Skip that. Skip that. We're going to use that one as stupid criminals as well. As of Friday, 25% of Americans still needed to finish their taxes. And I said still needed to finish their taxes. And 9% haven't even started yet. On top of that, 14% said they don't even plan on filing this year.
Everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen yeah. that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Yes, they do. All right. Crosswalk buttons in Silicon Valley have been hacked and now feature messages from Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. Here's one with Zuckerberg's voice making fun of artificial intelligence.
Wait. Hi, this is Mark Zuckerberg, but real ones call me the Zuck. You know, it's normal to feel uncomfortable or even violated as we forcefully insert AI into every facet of your conscious experience. And I just want to assure you, you don't need to worry because there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. Anyway, see ya.
All right. We doing a comedian? Oh no, we did. We talked about. Do we want to do Rory? I don't want to replay his interview. I'm sorry. We're gonna skip that. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here is comedian Chuck Nice with a great idea. If you don't like to work out,
man, I'm feeling good. I am going to the gym. I am working out. I do not suggest it. I don't know who thought of this, but I will tell you a better plan than going to the gym. Wake up at your appointed time. Put on some brand new gym clothes. Procrastinate. And then around 5:30 p.m., you say to yourself, oh, wow, it's too late to go to the gym. I guess I will go to a bar instead. Where people will look at me and say, he earned that drink. Clearly, he has just come from the gym.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Your audio vault? Your audio vault? What am I, German? That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. You know what to do with it. You know, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Dang. We're going to get stupid. We got your stupid criminals in da news. And we've got some good news for you as well. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right, it's hard to come up with something ridiculous that hasn't happened already at a Walmart, especially now that this has happened. Four people in Louisiana have been arrested after they rode their horses through a Walmart last week. It seems like it was just a stunt for 15 minutes of fame online. One of the four men, Mason Webb, told the local news, quote, it was fun. We were famous. That's all. We didn't want to hurt anybody. Here, listen to this. We have sound. What is this? Here's Mason Webb, one of the accused that turned himself in, talking about why they did it.
Oh, yeah, that's my emotional support animal. We just went in there, rode. We always ride to Baker. We just wanted to do it that day. I mean, it was fun. We went famous. That's all. We didn't want to hurt nobody or nothing.
Let's see. He also joked that the animals were, quote, emotional support horses, because in certain situations, people can take their dogs and other animals inside. The police didn't think that was funny, though. Mason and the other riders were looking at charges of disturbing the peace by violent and tumultuous manner. And unlawful posting of criminal activity for notoriety and publicity. Now that one will stick. At least one of the riders was a kid, so they're also not the best role models. What else do we got? What about this? Police in Louisville, Kentucky were called in when a deer wandered into a YMCA. He didn't do that. Everyone was amazed at what a great job the police did to keep the deer calm. Here's some sound. It walked out and stood with him.
Stand over here. I want it to feel like you can walk through these doors. Hi, girl. It's okay.
You must know him, sir.
You're going to have to trespass you from the property, girl, okay? 123 Charlie. I have the deer out of the property. He's going to be standing with me right here.
Thank you, officer.
You're welcome.
Stop trying to get animals out?
No.
Okay, good.
I appreciate it. I think she's just tired.
All right. And then there's this. Police officers in the UK. There they are. They went undercover as Batman and Robin in a bizarre sting operation to catch con artists. Many tourists who go to that area get caught up in a cup and ball gambling game. It's operated by illegal gangs. Do we have sound? That's not it. Well, that's it. Yeah, that's the song. Anyway, I'm sorry. We don't have sound on it. Is there anything else? We did that one. Do we have good news? Yes, we do. We wrap up this segment with good news because there is so much stupidity out there. A couple in Tennessee named Caleb and Rushala Bone just adopted a 2-year-old girl named Isabella who had open heart surgery as an infant. And that's why they adopted her. She's the fourth child with serious medical conditions that they've adopted, either adopted or fostered. Here's Suzanne Jones of Youth Villages talking about how amazing the family is and the moment they became Isabella's parents.
We have a lot of children who end up coming to us out of hospitals, so foster parents have to go through training at the hospital, and so sometimes that can be daunting.
Today is Isabella's adoption day.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Bone, and they're adopting Isabella today. Do you believe it's in her best interest to be adopted by you and your wife?
Yes. I'll be happy to go first. Congratulations to you.
They are absolutely angels on earth. I mean, they truly are just the best kinds of people.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's the United Way 5K on the Runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We're back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.